What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Excuse me, 800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike?
Doing fine.
Okay. Listen, I'm thinking about this right now. I see that things are starting to calm down as far as, you know, there aren't as many, nearly as many deaths and even cases as they had us scared into believing. But what I think is going to happen now, and I'm already seeing signs of it, they're going to credit themselves, these dirtbags there in Washington, D.C. and places like that, for recommending social, actually enforcing social distancing, and say, well, that's what really brought the countdown, right? We got to make it clear to them we don't believe them. We don't really know. We really didn't believe them from the get-go. They're nothing but a bunch of liars, and they want control. And I want to point out also, I'm not sure if I did this last week, but if you notice, like with Fauci, whatever his name, Fauci. This is a guy who's got all kinds of connections to the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, and all this other stuff. There's no question in my mind that he's a eugenist. All right. Now you look at Fauci. Okay, he's 79 years old, but yet I got to give him credit. He just look it. He's in pretty good shape. It seems like he's an ugly little dirtbag, but you know that. But he still, you know, he looks like a rat, but he still looks like he's pretty healthy. I will bet you dollars to donuts that Fauci, like by the way, Bill Gates and the rest of these clowns, does not eat the slop that he recommends other people eat, the GMO garbage. I don't hear him say anything to anybody about the importance of keeping up your immune system, of just getting some sun, let alone eating, you know, getting the vitamins you need, what like Dr. Shiva recommends, the vitamins, and of course eating the kind of foods you should be eating. That's non-GMO, preferably organic, green leafy vegetables, wild-caught fish, some grass-fed meat, plenty of nuts and seeds, especially pumpkin seeds, very high in things like zinc. And he doesn't recommend anything like that. Now, again, all he wants to do is push this to the point that they finally can put a vaccine in us, right? And, of course, yes. Gates drools over that. All right, even though he himself, well, I'll bet you, doesn't take the vaccine. And he's certain, I don't know if Gates has kids or not, but if he does, I'll bet you his kids ain't taking it, all right? These people do not eat that same crap that they try to push on us. I was shopping today in a place where I get quite a bit of my organic foods and stuff like that, and also dried foods. A lot of it is real good, doesn't use, like dried meats that doesn't have nitrites or nitrates in them, and it's grass-fed and all. And I get a lot of good, you know, pumpkin seeds and things like that. And I was talking to a guy. He actually came up to me. He said, hey, I want to talk to you. So, what's up? I see you got InfoWars in your car there, which I do. I got it on both my bumpers, even though I'm getting more and more disgusted with Alex Jones lately with his Chi-Com. Not the Chinese, Alex. Right here in this country, that's the problem. And we were talking. It turns out he's a doctor. Okay, I'm not going to lead people on. He's actually a holistic doctor. He's one of those acupuncturists. But he still knows plenty about the human body. Matter of fact, I trust holistic doctors more than I trust MDs, because they understand the human body, and they understand nutrition. And he told me he doesn't even believe there's a virus. He told me how they probably are doing it, what they're coming up with, and I said, you know what? I agree with you on most things, but I think there probably is some kind of a virus. I mean, you know, he said, no, he doesn't really think so. He says, this is just what the New World Order wants to do. They want to push this on us because they want to take away our freedoms in the first place. And of course, I agree with that. I think they not only want to take our freedoms away. I think when you look at the worst people are these technocrats, Mike. They're worse than the banksters. The banksters are greedy. Okay, they basically want to make money, and they want to control us too, to a degree. But they really want to make that money. Yeah. But the technocrats, a lot of these are very sick, crazed people. If you remember Rainbow Six, is a prime example of what they want to do. And it's basically first enslave the human race and then eventually put the kind of biological weapon in there to just wipe us out. And they think they can turn themselves into robots. And some of them think they go into the outer space just say the heck with us. And like I said, turn themselves into robots and let robots rule us. Okay? These movies that show this stuff, it's not all BS, Mike. They really believe this. And a lot of these Hollywood producers go for that, too. Like Will Smith movie, I forgot what it was called, where everybody turns into a zombie except him and a couple other people and his dog, you know. This is what they want. They want us, you know, they basically want us dead. That's what they want. They want to end the human race as we know it. And we've got to start understanding their philosophy. We've got to start doing something about it. I was Donald Trump. Now, I don't trust Trump, of course, but I don't think he's connected. I just don't think he really understands these people. I don't think he's smart enough to really understand who and what they are. If I was Trump, I would have these people rounded up, including Fauci, including Gates, and they would be taken to Gitmo and waterboarded and do whatever else until we find out exactly what they're up to, what other kind of biological weapons they may have, and whatever other plans they have for the people, not only of this country, but the people of the world. These are extremely dangerous people, and you need a president, you need leadership in this country that's going to understand it and do something about it. There's not that many of them. There's only a few. I would say, I was talking to this guy, too. We were talking together. I said, there might be 1,000. I don't even know there's 1,000 of them. They're all over the world. I think they're probably concentrated in the United States, Great Britain, and probably Israel, maybe a few in China, right? But they're very, very dangerous, Mike. And we've got to get to the bottom of it. I'm afraid they really may get their wish one of these days and end mankind as we know it, okay? I don't know what you think, but I'll take that off here, okay? Anyway, hope everything's good, and take it easy.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. I don't think anybody wants to end mankind, but if you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, they definitely want to thin out the herd. And, of course, anybody arrogant enough to say, I get to decide who lives and who dies, is somebody we should be very, very worried about. Okay, let's switch over to Bruce in Illinois. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Two things. I'll make it quick. I was wondering if you heard anything about the paperwork delivered to the Daily Mail about the Chinese basically admitting to this stuff or admitting to something.
Well, they admitted that they were harvesting coronavirus from bats from this cave, and even more alarming, apparently they got a grant from the United States to do it.
Very interesting.
Yes.
How about Japan? I heard they were something about they were going to pull everything, all production, out of China. They're so upset about this whole thing. Did you hear anything about that?
Yeah, they've set aside something over like ¥1 billion to facilitate the moving of manufacturing from China back to mainland Japan, back to the Japanese
islands.
Sounds
like a real good idea to me.
Sounds
a real good idea.
We should be doing the same thing. We should be doing the same thing.
I agree with you 100%.
Yep.
I agree. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What a coincidence. We'll pull it out of China and bring it back to Japan, but you know what? It's still not coming back to the West. So what's the difference? See, that, Mike, there's a lot of propaganda. Daily Mail is getting a lot of propaganda. Do you notice how much China hate? And this is like Russia hate on steroids now. You see that, right? Like, it's just about all China. China is responsible for the virus, don't you know? Like, China is this, China that, and they stole our jobs. And this is all propaganda, people. Like, don't, you know, Mike, it's, like, amazing how people can't see this. You know, I look at it, I'm like, the bats are from China, the wet, you know, the wet, what do you call it, wet markets and this or that. And,
yeah, the wet markets.
Yeah, it's like, don't you find out a coincidence at this point in time? You know, it's like, it's bizarre. You know, like,
well, I think left to themselves, I think left to themselves, most people would be so concerned about the coronavirus, they would forget that we're supposed to be hating the Russians and the Chinese. So the war hawks are out there trying to remember, you hate the Chinese. Remember, you hate the Russians. You know, now go back to worrying about the coronavirus.
To the last caller, who lied to you about Iraq and Assad gassing his own people? I'm just curious what he thinks. You know, Mike, like, who lied to you? Mike, I voted for Trump. I said this before. I don't want to ramble on. I'm a registered Democrat in New Jersey because, you know, that's all I got in New Jersey is either that or voting for a registered Republican, at least from what I know. But, like, what else is going on here? I mean, it's like, come on. You're going to blame the Russians or the Chinese? Why don't you blame your own government? How come Sweden? I want to call Mike Sebastian's from Sweden. I want him to call in and people from the UK because things ain't going well in the UK and Sweden. Whose fault is that? Is that the Chinese and the Russians? No. It's your own government. You know? I mean, Mike, how much money did we spend on the Iraq War, Libya, Ukraine?
Brilliant.
How much did Trump give to the White Helmets? 5 million times two. That's $10 million, right? With Mike Pence, Mike Pompeo. So I'm sorry, but what Trump says, what Mike Pompeo says, what Boris Johnson says is irrelevant. You know, irrelevant. You know, like where is and Mike, I wanna repeat this, okay, how many people like if this virus is real or not, I don't know. I think it's real. I mean, I see a lot of ambulance driving around more than usual, a lot more. I got an ambulance service down the street, but come on, people. Like, who? Why would they all make this up? The world, Russia, Iran, if it was not a real event. You know, like, who's benefiting? Like, does Putin benefit from this? What, in cracking down on who? You know, and spending money on who? And how about Iran, Mike? Like, do you think they have the money? I mean, Trump called himself a Christian. What is it, Saturday? He said he's a Christian. Would a Christian put sanctions on a country that's suffering?
No.
I'm a Catholic. I wouldn't, Mike. You know, so there's a lot more going on. There's a lot of politics, geopolitics. And isn't Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence, like, evangelicals, aren't they supposedly religious? Are they religious?
Well, they all claim to be religious, but, it's one thing to say I'm religious, and it's another whether or not you're really acting along the tenets of the faith.
But we're all human beings. We might not agree with what we believe in, but we're all on this planet. So, I mean, I'm not going to go all religious on you, you know. But, like, hey, Mike, did you see the pastor? Like, you see a couple of the pastors in Florida or Louisiana, they died, right?
Yes.
But did you see the one that had, like, he had a picture of Trump he was touching to cure? You know, Mike, it reminds me of that movie Jesus Camp where they're praising the Bush, remember? Touching Bush, a picture of Bush, like a cardboard cutout. I mean, it's bizarre. It's bizarre how just people would just worship an individual, either Trump, Bush, Clinton, Obama, that they're just human beings, folks. I mean, they don't really, And all the people that are around them, you know, all the people they put in are just human beings. They're not like deities. You know, they're not going to, they're not like Moses off the mountain. You know, I mean, and Mike,
well,
I'm
Moses
a Catholic.
Is a human being.
Exactly. But Mike, I'm a Catholic. I went to, you know, I went to Catholic school, and I don't want to go through the whole spiel, but I mean, I wouldn't do all this crap these people do. Like, just to proclaim how godly, because, you know, we're godly. We live in the United States of America. We're godly, right? Like, everybody else, the Chinese and the Russians are evil. You know, even though the Russians brought us help, how many people said that? Very few, right? They're just garbage. Putin's evil, right? Assad gasses on people. Didn't Trump call him like a barbarian or a butcher, right? Like,
yes.
I mean, it's just, if you look, I want people to just think past Trump being a Democrat or Republican. What's going on here? Like, who's the barbarian? Like, you know, you got this virus going on that could be real or fake. I don't know, but Mike, you know, when you go, like I said this before, dude, when you go to the store, I mean, you're not going to sit and you're not going to walk around Walmart for an hour. You know, you're going to get what you got to get and you got to get out. So you don't know what's going on here. But I mean, there's a lot of people using this for political gain around the world, including Boris Johnson and this or that. But I don't know, Mike. What's your take on Mike? Did you watch the Duran? You know, you go on YouTube, look up the Duran. They had a whole thing on Sweden. I mean, Sweden is in trouble. They had a thing on Norway and stuff.
Yes.
But Sweden is in pretty bad shape in terms of being the herd immunity thing. And I'm just curious. I want other listeners to call in. I want people, James from Tokyo, I keep calling in. Like, I want to know what they're feeling, what they're seeing. Because isn't that part of what's going on, like what you see? What's going on with your eyes, you know, like not what the politicians are hearing, not even what I'm hearing, you know, what I'm seeing, but I want to know what, Mike, what you're seeing in the store, if when you go out, your wife or other people calling in, because I don't think this is a hoax, you know, like not even, I mean, 9/11 wasn't a hoax, it was a real event, but it might have not been what they told you, but how do you know this is not a hoax? It's actually a real event, but what they're telling you is not the exact of what.
Yeah,
it
everybody,
is.
Everybody's exploiting this crisis for their own political gain, and that's why you have so many conflicting stories because there's so many conflicting agendas.
And before I get off the phone, somebody called in. That was on. They said I take checks from who? They said I took payoffs, basically. From who?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, they said I took a payoff or a check, and I have to say, you know, the only payoff I took was from a 12-pack of Friskies because my cans were dented in the box. I mean, come on, man. Like, Mike, how long have I been calling in? I think I was calling in after John from Barbados, but I talked, you know, we talked a lot with John Barbados. You know, he was our friend. And, like, to somebody to tell me I take payoffs or kickbacks, I don't believe in 5G or all that. Yeah, I don't believe in the 5G crap. You know, but to say I take payoffs is bunk. You know, like, what am I calling it from Langley on a payphone?
I get accused of that all the time. I get accused I'm in the pay of big oil. I'm in the pay of this. You know, the checks haven't arrived. They got to be lost in the post office someplace. That's all I can say.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good night. And I hope you and Claire stay safe. And Mike, I said it before, you and your listeners be street smart, because Mike, I went to Walmart and they're giving out free masks at Walmart. You know, mask when you walk in, and there was people, mostly men, still taking the mask off and throwing them on the ground in Walmart. They just don't, they're selfish, Mike. They don't care if it's real or not real, but they just don't care about their fellow human beings.
Well, those masks are not very comfortable. Okay, we got to take another break for a commercial. We have got callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? disease. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Gaither in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show, Gaither. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just called to tell you people, see, a lot of those hospitals they're setting up and everybody's running around. Oh, it's empty. It's empty. And you guys got to think, like you just said, you know, they use this stuff for a lot more agendas. Imagine all these people's dope are getting cut off. All this from China and Mexico. You get a lot of junkies in these cities, and they're going to come unglued here just shortly. A lot of people don't realize this. There's a lot more people that do illegal drugs than you could imagine. And they're going to have a place. You keep saying, well, this is for non-corona cases. And everybody's going, well, why would you bring a ship there for non-corona? Well, guess what? There's going to be a lot of people needing attention here shortly, because evidently, from what I understand, there's only like a 22-day supply in the United States to keep ahead of all the, explicit use. So we're running out of time. I mean, not we're running out of time, but we're going to start seeing a flashback from this problem, don't you think?
Yeah, it's an aspect I don't think anybody had really looked at until now. I mean, I don't know how much the COVID-19 has shut down the drug trade, or if it's been shut down at all. But if it has been, then yeah, you're going to have a lot of people going into withdrawal. And in the case of certain drugs, that could lead to violence, you know, particularly, well, the meth is produced domestically, but like the heroin and the cocaine, yeah, if that supply runs out, it's going to be a lot of very unhappy people.
Well, the big thing is the fentanyl and the opiates coming from China. And a lot of people don't realize they're not just shutting all these these ships down. There's a lot of counterfeit money, and stuff comes in on those ships. Not only does our vacuums and our stuff, but there's all kinds of stuff mixed in with it. And the only way you can control it and shut the money off is to shut it all off. And I know everybody, we're all on freaking out, but this is the only way you can clean this mess up. You got to cut off everything. There's no other way, because it'll leak. They're like a leaky pot. They'll leak over here. They'll leak over here. He's doing the only thing. The world is doing the only thing it can for a real reset, is to shut it off and let the rats have to crawl out of the hole, and then we all grab them. Like the prisons. You're going, oh, they're letting all these prisoners loose. Well, I have a buddy that's in the Department of Justice, and he's saying they're making room for pedophiles. They're redoing the prison. They're going to have a whole wings for just pedophiles. And these Catholic priests better wake up, because guess what? They're going to have a whole wing just for you. So, like I said, there's a lot of amazing things going, people. Please, just try to be patient. But I'm not saying drop your guard. But just chill. Man, I know it's crazy, but this is the only way we can fix this. All right, Mike, that's really all I've got to say, but I appreciate your show. And y'all, man, please look at more than one aspect. Don't get tunnel vision. Look at the whole forest, okay? Thank you, Mike. Bye.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Ray in Indiana. Welcome, Ray. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I didn't want to call last week about the updating the prediction to 60,000, and I was on hold there when Dustin came back up. They're now doing wide-scale antibody tests in California. And when that's done, they're going to drop that even more. So I'll put this bet out to Dustin that by May 1st, that's going to drop below 50,000. So we'll know here in a week or two. Like I said, those antibody tests in California are going to do it. But the other reason I called was Friday, you were talking about whether or not this $1,200 check is going to be on your tax. It doesn't matter what they say now. We won't know until January. They don't finalize any of that IRS stuff until January. So even if they say it's not part of your taxes now, that could all change by January. So it's going to go back and forth between now and January. So anyway, I would like to put that open bet out to Dustin. That prediction is going to drop below 50,000 before May 1st. And thanks again for all the free podcasts. I've been a podcast listener for years. I've sent you a little bit of money. I'm part of the working poor. I'm just barely scraping by, but I have sent a little money over the years. But I will thank you again in person. Your podcast has made me an informed voter, and I do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate the phone call. So thank you very much here. All right, we're coming up here on another break. Apparently, Jack Phillips, the baker who was sued for refusing to make a cake for a same-sex wedding, is back in court again, this time for turning down a request for a gender transition cake. Why don't you just find a baker? And I would assume that there are some bakers who are gays and transitioning. Just take your business to them. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I
please. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, quick peek at the mailbox here. Got an email from California. People fleeing from California are not bringing their agendas with them. I'm here, and my friend just moved to Caldwell, Idaho. I think these guys just call in to put the blame on people. I think the governors of these states become bought off to start these increased laws and rules. Entirely possible. Let's go back to the phones to Dirk in Las Vegas. Aloha, Dirk. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dirk, are you there? Okay, looks like we've lost Dirk, so let's switch over to Mark in Florida. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm here, Mike. Thanks for letting me in. I just wanted to reference that the rulers over the past 4,000 years, Nimrod was a madman. The emperors of Rome were madmen. The French Revolution, a gang of madmen. In the United States, we have a tradition of depriving people of their life, liberty, and property and happiness secretly in courts, like with the IRS. But the United States does it behind closed doors, so it's not so ugly and bloody as the days of old. But if people, look at it, it's It's Babylonian, Justinian Bolshevism. And it's just Bolshevism behind closed doors and not as bloody, but like the cake maker you just spoke of. Now they want to transgender people to turn this cake maker into their slave by order of the state. That's Bolshevism. When the state becomes the master and the people become the slave, it's Bolshevism. And people have got to look up Bolshevism and not let it happen here. And a couple callers ago, he mentioned, be calm, be friendly with your neighbors, be cautious. But if you can share, but like I say, be cautious, because if it gets really bad, people go mad, hungry people will go mad. But this is Bolshevism. It's the government, state instituted, the state is master, you are the slave, we will force you to take shots. That's Bolshevism. And people got to research it, share it with their family and friends, and not let it happen here.
Well, what I can't understand is why they even bother. I mean, this guy was already known to have strong religious beliefs. And, I grew up in a world where all businesses reserved the right to refuse service to anybody. And that was considered one of the rights of being a business owner, is you could say, I don't want to do business with you, please, kindly leave. And I'm going to, at the risk of stereotyping, I'm going to assume that there are some gays and transgenders who are very excellent bakers. Why don't you just take your business to them instead of trying to make a big stink about this one guy? And all you're going to do is build resentment and hostility. You're not going to win any people over with this heavy-handed attitude.
Well, I would blame it on the attorney that's representing the people that want to buy the cake. Attorneys can't make a living without chaos. Therefore, they create chaos, and they'll create chaos if it's bloody and deathly. You got governors with this virus telling people they can't travel to their second home in Michigan. $1,000 fines in New York. This is Bolshevism and it's madness, and the same governors that won't let you travel are the same kind of governors that want to sue you for not baking a cake. Be a good slave, shut your mouth and be a good slave, or we'll beat you to death. We'll kick your butt and take your stuff. It's Babylonian, it's Bolshevism. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to take another phone call. This is from Harry in Southeast Indiana. Aloha, Harry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, this sounded good. I thought I'd throw it out there. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you on that baking soda you said had a bad taste on Friday. You want to use a pressed box. After it sets in your refrigerator for a week, it absorbs odors. And then when you go to add it to your drink, then you're tasting the odors that it absorbed all week long. So you want to use a fresh box, keep it wrapped up in plastic, and that way it doesn't get contaminated with the odors. And then I wanted to jump over to, there was an underground tunnel going from the Trade Center to Building 7. And it's my understanding that raw fuel dumped down the elevator shaft down into the basement and filled that tunnel full. And that's what actually brought Building 7 down. But, I don't know. That's just what they're saying. And then I wanted to go on to some of that COVID virus has like a 32% death rate. I think that's the SARS virus. And there's actually three strains running around the United States now. And I'm sorry?
Five. There are five strains.
Well, when you go back to the polio, there was two strains. One would just give you a little mild infection, and then the other one would paralyze you for life, And I think that's where we're at with the coronavirus as well, Some of them will kill you, some of them won't. And then I wanted to go to, the initial reports, out of China with all the other reports, it was 70% the coronavirus or similar to the coronavirus, and 35% was similar to another virus. And that wouldn't happen naturally, you know. So it was created with like CRISPR technology or some gain of function experiment that they were doing, not actually coming out of nature. And the U.S. has like 28 labs that experiments in these viruses. And at least two times, somebody from China was arrested for taking biomaterial out of these labs. One was at the border and one was at an airport. And then China is really good with this CRISPR technology. They've done two babies so far that were successful. Hard to say how many more they tried that didn't come out. And
well,
then,
you know, the doctors who did that have been sent to prison.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. But the fact of the matter is they actually did it, and they're that good. And then I want to go back to the baking soda thing for a minute. You know, I've
well,
got
before
thyroid
we do that,
disease.
Before we do that, it's too early to say if the CRISPR babies were a success because they're still newborn, and
we don't
know what problems are going to show up as they age and hit puberty.
No, well, that's for a fact.
Remember Dolly the first cloned mammal? And it was a big success. You know, we've cloned the sheep. Very sickly, all kinds of problems, and died very young.
Yeah, there were some about the edges of their DNA wasn't quite formed or something, wasn't it?
Could have been the telomeres. I'm not sure.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, you know, I've got thyroid disease, kidney disease, COPD, cancer, and a whole host of other things. And by taking an alkaline diet, a little bit of baking soda, you know, that's what's keeping me alive. So I'm living proof that it works.
I'm glad that's working for you. Well, the benefits of an alkaline diet are well known and well documented. And like I said, back when I was dealing with gout, I used to drink a lot of essential water, which is high pH. I seem to have outgrown that phase, but Claire still tries to alkalize our diet as much as possible.
Absolutely worth it.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call and let me run down through my list of talking points that I had.
Okay, well, thank you very much
for
the phone call. Same to you, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. The most interesting thing that I saw in the news was that Daily Mail article about how the United States government was subsidizing the Wuhan clinic, $3.7 million a year. That's what they admit to, anyways. They won't say exactly what that entailed. We know that they exchanged samples with people. I think Duke University and Fort Detrick and places like that, another place in Canada, is real too. But whether or not this was accidental or not, somebody dropped a test tube, somebody didn't wash their shoes or something, we've got this worldwide pandemic, and it's cost, scores of trillions of dollars. And I watched something last night, since I'm doing nothing but watching TV now. It was a PBS thing called The American Experience, and the title of this one was Command and Control. And it was documenting an event that took place in September 1980 at a Titan II missile base right outside of Little Rock, between Little Rock and Hot Springs, Arkansas, where, and literally, this is what happened. Like, a mechanic doing routine maintenance dropped a socket wrench. He was up near the warhead, near the top, dropped a socket wrench. It went down and punctured the side of this 9-megaton carrying Titan II missile. And they were deathly close to wiping out Hot Springs and Little Rock and everything in between for dropping a wrench. And I thought about that and what we're doing now. Somebody dropped a test tube. That why in the world are we playing with stuff like this? Why are these industries allowed to exist when we know the governments are run by megalomaniac, you know, absolutely sociopaths, really? But yet billions of dollars have been spent since the end of World War II on bioweapons. You ran the articles there was a bioweapon. We used bioweapons against China and Korea in the Korean War. And, you know, the anthrax stuff. We've done nuclear tests, marching troops through nuclear, right after a blast, right through Ground Zero.
Yes.
The Tuskegee experiments were injecting them with syphilis for 40 years. Myriad of really ghoulish and willful uses of this horrible technology. And yet we still go on producing it, allowing somebody to have something in a test tube that they could drop and wipe us all out. Or, you know, a nuclear technology that where the profit motive, as you said, was so high with the Fukushima reactors that they couldn't put the goddamn emergency generator on the side of a hill, save a couple of bucks, Pacific Ocean gone. We cannot allow this technology, I'm firmly convinced, be it bio, be it nuclear, chemical, in the hands of these murderous bastards that run seemingly all the governments, but certainly ours too.
It's the fact that they are sociopathic megalomaniacs where they feel perfectly comfortable doing this. You know, we were talking the other day about the Biological Weapons Convention, which is a treaty everybody has signed saying we're not going to do this, but there's absolutely no verification written into it. In fact, verification has been blocked repeatedly by the U.S. government. So it's like everybody pays lip service to the fact that we're not going to be playing with this technology anymore, and yet nobody can double check whether anybody is doing it or not. Now, I know they closed down Fort Detrick, so they say, but there are dozens of other laboratories run by the U.S. government in other countries to have deniability if something goes wrong.
And that timing is pretty suspicious about Fort Detrick, frankly.
Yes.
But you know, not only are the government themselves and our elected officials megalomaniac sociopaths, but they're bought and paid for by guys like Bill Gates and George Soros and Adelson, who wouldn't shut down his casino in Macau because of for the coronavirus. He went right on, keeping that open. These guys own the megalomaniacs. The guys that own them are megalomaniacs. I mean, it's really, and why do we have this technology? And wielded by a government owned by a guy like Bill Gates, who's espoused the philosophy of, I want 500 million people in the world. You know?
Yes. And I'm going to use vaccines to do it.
Yeah. And everybody's pretty hip to what really is behind most of these vaccines. But it's that's the one thing that I want to say, and how simple it is for Little Rock to almost disappear, or a pandemic worldwide, and or the Pacific Ocean dying. It's just beyond me why we allow this to happen, and why we allow this power to be wielded by these insane people. And by the way, Mike, I can't see any other way out of getting out of this economically unless we pick a war. And I'm thinking Iran.
Yeah.
Just big enough to, mobilize a lot of people, but not big enough for them to really, attack the United States like China or Russia could. But that's the kind of thing that these guys are thinking about right now with all this technology. So.
Oh, yeah. Every time they get the economy that's messed up, they get into a war to distract from it. Crash of 1907, World War One. Crash of 1929, World War Two. Crash of 2008. And look at how many countries the United States has already gone into. And they're still drooling over Iran, Russia, and China.
Yep. And by the way, we know the one result of this is going to be we're going to lose just about everything we have, all our 401ks, yeah, our pensions, but our property, you know, values. But you know what? The bankers are going to make out like bandits and are making out.
They are, yeah, they already are. I mean, all this coronavirus relief, the vast majority of the money is going to big business.
BlackRock, Federal Reserve, you know who they are. Anyways, yeah, that's my two cents, Mike. Thanks for entertaining me. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We got to take another break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Redfield Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of the program today. I'm going to try and get all these calls in before the end of the program, starting with Douglas in Tennessee. Hello, Douglas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just had a comment about the, I think it was the Tuskegee syphilis experiment.
Yes.
I hear a lot of reports that the government or some entity injected these people with syphilis. For it's my understanding they did not. They just didn't treat them. They told them they were treating them for bad blood, which was understood to mean syphilis. And then they didn't treat them. They just studied them. But I don't think they injected them or exposed them or transmitted syphilis to these men. They just they acquired it.
And then they allowed these men to continue being sick even after a cure for syphilis was found. And that's
absolutely
really what
that's
the angle.
Well, that's terrible, but that's even worse if they gave them syphilis, and they didn't, from what I understand. They did, definitely. It's a terrible thing that they did, but it's not quite fair or accurate to say that they gave them syphilis. I don't think they did. While we're on the topic of things, I've heard other in the past, not recently, that a couple of people have said that the Nazis, specifically Goebbels, propagated the big lie and how important the big lie was to their program, which is false also. He attributed other people as using the big lie, and it's really not the people that we think it is. It wasn't Jewish people he was talking about. He was talking about the English people, from my understanding. He said that they propagate the big lie, and however silly it is, they just keep it up. It was the British, the English people that he was talking about. That's all I had. I know you got another caller, so I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to get a quick update from Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I told you about Osceola County having that executive order about the mask. Everybody going out in public must wear a mask. Wife just came home, and I guess they did some polling, and talk radio got on top of it and asked the people, what do you thought? Is this necessary? Is it an overreach? And evidently, it has now been rescinded. They will just do education. They will not hand out warnings. They will not hand out fines, and nobody will be jailed. So I just want to give that update.
Well, that's good news, I think. A blow for liberty, as they were. All right. Thanks an awful lot, Steve. We're going to try and fit in this last call. Stephen in Michigan. Aloha, Stephen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. First-time caller from Michigan. And we wanted to talk about it. Dr. Buttar from North Carolina, he's got a website called advancedmedicine.com, and he has a lot of documentation and all the background information you want to read about Fauci and where this COVID virus was born, which was at North Carolina, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Which is where a lot of the research took place, and Fauci helped weaponize it back in 2015 against the his colleagues. I've also...
Stephen, I got to let you go. Stephen, I'm sorry, I got to let you go. It's the end of the program here. Please stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Call your local talk radio station and ask them to carry the Republic Broadcasting programming stream. Please donate. We need your help to stay on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.